By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments.
In the winter of 2015, Australia turned to face itself.
Be the Change, Mondays at noon on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Good afternoon, and you're listening to Be the Change with Neil Taylor on Yarra Valley FM. It is good to be back again here this week and talk to you. I'd just like to start the show. We'll just start the show with a typical acknowledgement of country and to say that we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we're broadcasting from today over here in Wurrialuq and perhaps where you're listening from too. And we're talking about the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I'd like to pay my respects to their elders past and present. Sorry about last week. I was a little bit ill and wasn't able to come in, so unfortunately there was no show last week. And I think next week is a public holiday with Easter, so there's again no show next week. But I'm glad to be back today, and looking forward to chatting with a couple of really special guests today. First one is Patrick Boucher.
Boucher.
Who I think I've talked to before on the show, but you may know him from the Yarra Rangers Life TV show on Facebook and also on YouTube. Along with his merry cohort of co-people, he's gone and done some amazing interviews and shows and talked about lots of stuff that's happening in the Yarra Rangers. He's also looking very freshly shaved, and we'll talk to him about that afterwards too. And then we'll be talking with Josh from the Victorian Brotherhood of Male Suicide Awareness and catch up with these guys. And there's a bit of connection with that, so stick around and we'll put that connection together. But we'll talk to these guys after we talk about our Song of Change. But first, let's hit another song, and then I'll be back to talk about the Song of Change this week.
Back to the fire now. The thrill to kill, I cannot feel. Okay, let's mess with them.
That was Ed Cooper and apparently some of his early stuff. Anyway, the song we're going to talk to you about today is a song by a group called REM. You may be familiar with them. And they've got a song called Everybody Hurts. And it's from Automatic for the People from 1992. So quite a few years ago. But what I've picked it for is because that it came along and did some research into songs about suicide and things like that, about particularly male suicide, and the song came up as being one that was influenced by some suicides that in the United States, in particular that affected the guys from the band. Everybody Hurts is a song by the, as I said, by the American rock band REM, and it was originally released on the band's 1992 album Automatic for the People and released as a single in 1993. Picked at number 29 on the US Billboard Hot 100 and reached the top 10 on the charts here in Australia and also in Canada, France, Iceland, the Netherlands, the Republic of Ireland and the United Kingdom. And the guitarist, Peter Buck, commented on the making of the album, the track, saying, Everybody Hurts is similar to Man on the Moon. Bill brought it in and it was a 1 minute long country and western song. It didn't have a chorus or a bridge. It had the verse. It kind of went around and around and he was strumming it. We went through about four ideas and how to approach it and eventually came to that Stax, Otis Redding, Pain in My Heart kind of vibe. I'm not sure if Michael would have copped that reference, but it took a lot. To a lot of our fans, it was a Staxy kind of thing. It took us forever to figure out the arrangement and who was going to play what, and when Bill ended up not playing on the original track. It was me and Mike and a drum machine, and then we were all overdubbed. In the liner notes of the album In Time, The Best of REM, 1988 to 2003, Buck writes that the reason the lyrics are so atypical, straightforward, is because it was aimed at teenagers, and I've never really watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but the idea that high school is a portal to hell seems pretty realistic to me. Incidentally, the song was used in the 1992 film of the same name and then preceded the show. In 2005, Buck told the BBC, if you're consciously writing for someone who hasn't been to college or is pretty young, it might be nice to be very direct. In that regard, it tended to work for people of a lot of ages. Much of the song was written by drummer Bill Berry, although as REM shares songwriting credits among its members, it is unknown how much he actually wrote. It's an anti-suicide song. Berry wanted to reach out to people who felt they had no hope. Berry then quit the band in 1997, shortly before recording their album Up. After that album, the band almost broke up, but decided to continue as a trio. Berry ended up becoming a farmer. The string arrangement was done by Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones. On many REM songs, Michael Stipe purposefully sings indecipherably. I thought that was quite funny. But he sang very clearly on this one, though, because he didn't want the message getting lost. I don't remember singing it, he noted in Part Lies, Part Heart, Part Truth, Part Garbage, 1992 to 2011, but I still kind of can't believe my voice is on the recording. It's very pure. The song instantly belonged to everyone except us, and that honesty, honestly, means the world to me. Michael Stipe is proud that REM created a song that actually saved lives. He told Mojo, "It saved a few, people have told me." And I love hearing that. That's for me. That's my Oscar. That's my gold on my shelf right there. That's something we did impacted someone's life in such a profound way. That's a beautiful thing. The music video was directed by Jake Scott, son of movie director Ridley Scott, famous for movies like Blade Runner and Gladiator. And it was filmed on Interstate 10 in San Antonio, Texas. And the clip is set during a traffic jam where people's thoughts are revealed through subtitles. And the video went on to win four MTV Music Awards, including Breakthrough Video, Best Direction, Best Editing, and Best Cinematography. The song was used, as I mentioned, in the film, 1992 film of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and then was also used in the subsequent TV series with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Pink and Kelly Clarkson sang this song to open the 2017 American Music Awards. They were introduced by Jamie Foxx, who said the purpose was to pay respect to all those affected by the events of the past year, meaning the hurricanes, shootings, and hate rallies that took place. Ironically, they could have done that again this year, hey, considering what happened last year. On February 15th, 2019, I found this amusing. On February 15th, 2019, US President Donald Trump retweeted a video set to the song showing his Democratic opponents looking demoralized during his State of the Union speech 10 days earlier. REM, Vocal opponents of Trump got it removed from Twitter the very next day for copyright violation. The band sent a tweet asking Congress and the media to ghost the faker. Anyway, REM's Everybody Hurts.
Life. Hang on. You're listening to Be The Change with Neil Taylor right here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And we're back. That was REM and Everybody Hurts. Now, we're going to be talking about some heavy issues today, so just giving a bit of a trigger warning that it may trigger something with you if you're listening. I'll just give you a couple of numbers if you want to write them down to call if it does trigger something in you and you want to talk to someone about it. Beyond Blue is 1300-22-46-36, and Lifeline is 13-11-14. I'll give you those again. Beyond Blue, 1300-22-46-36, and Lifeline 13-11-14. All right. We're sitting here. Next to me in the studio is Patrick Boucher. I can never pronounce it correctly.
Boucher.
You guys may remember from Yarra Valley Life TV and the numerous broadcast of that. But Patrick's in today to talk about some of the stuff that he's been doing with the Victorian Brotherhood and particularly things around male mental health.
Yes. Good afternoon, Neil. Crackers, great to be here again.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. And, the Victorian Brotherhood Male Support and Suicide Awareness Group, I stumbled across these guys probably about halfway through last year and at a time when I myself was going through a bit of a downturn in my mental health. I was struggling for a variety of reasons. We won't get into the reasons behind why, but I needed some assistance and some help. And I was looking for a support network of like-minded men that had been through similar things. And the Victorian Brotherhood Facebook group, it's actually the private group, which is the male-only group, I jumped on there and joined that, and I found an amazing network of blokes there that are looking after each other, that are providing support to each other through sharing their lived experiences, through sharing their stories, and basically providing a space for men to talk about their problems. Like often, you know, blokes, they feel that they can't talk to their family or their friends, you know, the old stigma of, you know, suck it up, harden up, have another beer, you know, she'll be right, mate.
Real men don't cry,
all that kind of stuff. So I found this group that was really heavy about promoting the fact that it ain't weak to speak. And that, for me, was a really important message. So after sort of floating around and ghosting in the background for a little while, getting my bearings in the group and seeing what kind of support and conversations that are held in this Facebook group, I decided to speak up and reach out a little bit. And I had a bit of a nervous breakdown last year, and I reached out to the group, and Josh Martin, one of the founders of the group, great bloke from the Valley.
And we'll be speaking to Josh
in
a few minutes. Yep.
Yes. He reached out to me and said, look, Pat, I know you're doing a bit tough, but the group would love to support you a little bit. And basically I got a phone call from, John at the meeting place? Yeah, John at the meeting place in Lilydale, who rocked up with this massive box of meat, couple of boxes of vegetables from the foodie mum, some vouchers and things from Branded Burgers and Bar, and that was like a care package that the guys had organised to sort of get me through a bit of a hump. And I was just blown away that you know, these guys go out of their way, off their own bat, to support, you know, blokes that are out there struggling. The amount of families that they've helped, not just men but families as well, since their inception in May of last year, they've only been around since May. It's phenomenal. I think they've provided about $14,000 so far in financial assistance, as well as, you know, a variety of different care packages. And I'm sure, you know, Josh will be able to elaborate on some of the other support services and things that they provide as well, because they also get out there and provide some frontline support services as well, which, similar to the work that you do with Holy Fools, you'll be right all over that. So that's how I came across them. And, of course, their work was recognised. The Victorian Brotherhood's work was recognised earlier this year at the Yarra Rangers Council Australia Day Awards. Josh was awarded as one of the co-founders with the Ian Delarue Community Achievement Award, I believe it was, for Australia Day. And rightly so, too, because, like I said, in a short amount of time, they've had a massive impact in creating awareness and, you know, working towards removing that stigma towards mental, you know, male mental health in particular, and encouraging blokes to talk, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of raising a glass like so many blokes and fellas do at the end of a day, there's a great program that they have during the week called Raise a Pen, where basically they have a Zoom video conference and fellas can jump on that, communicate and share their experiences and their life experience and help like-minded souls. So, yeah.
So it's all about really people with similar experiences sort of helping each other out, really, isn't it? Sort of saying, hey, I've been there before and, you know, this is what I went through. And
correct.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're not alone.
Exactly right. As a first port of call, of course. I mean, obviously, you know, there's nothing as good as professional help. And, of course, the team at the Victorian Brotherhood, they refer so many of the blokes that they're helping, of course, onto, you know, other services as well. But it's about that comfortable first space that a bloke can fall into and feel supported and feel heard.
And it's non-judgmental.
And that's the beauty of it. It's non-judgmental because the fellas have been there before. You know, they've gone through the hard yards. Some have, you know, attempted, you know, tried to take their lives. Some have dealt with substance abuse issues, you know, failed relationships, you know, even issues of family court matters and things like this. So there's a lot of advice that's being offered out there from blokes that have gone through it. And it's a great way to connect in a supported male environment. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting because there's I'm aware of a number of sites on Facebook too that are sort of factored for women who are experiencing that, particularly around the domestic violence and sort of leaving partners and things like that. So it's good, I think, that that there's this now particularly focused on the Yarra Rangers because the Yarra Rangers, as you know, has got quite a high rate of I guess mental health issues and things like that.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's fantastic. So what sort of things have you done with the Brotherhood so far?
Well, we covered them. We did a couple of stories, of course, with the Brotherhood. One was when we covered the Australian Day Awards for Yarra Rangers Council, and we had a really good chat to Josh and Vaughan at that stage. And Josh was able to share with me a detox program that they refer people to, the Glenn Munzo program. And that really caught my ear because I need some time out. And it seemed like a really good program to help me with my situation and to help me to basically go through a process of, just sort of mental renewal, physical renewal, and have a break from perhaps some habits that, you know, could be changed for the better, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did a follow-up interview with both Vaughan and Josh. Oh, timing wasn't the best. It was on International Women's Day. And
oh, dear.
Yeah. And we did cop one comment from one of the viewers saying, basically, how could you focus on a male support and suicide awareness group on International Women's Day? And I said, well, you know, there are a lot of mothers and grandmothers and sisters and females that have, of course, been affected by the loss of a male in their life. So we did a great story with Josh and Vaughan then. It was about a 20-minute piece where they in detail shared their background, their story, also some of their shared personal experience as well. And they're getting some great support from a whole range of different, you know, sponsors and support networks out there that get what it is that these guys are trying to do and are more than willing and more than happy to support. Yeah.
So if anyone is out there and they're feeling maybe either suicidal or got some mental health issues, what would you say to them?
Oh, definitely, if you're feeling suicidal, then get onto Lifeline. If you're having mental health issues, or you don't know where to begin, definitely certainly begin with your family, your friends. If you don't feel comfortable with your family and friends, have a chat to your GP. Jump onto the, you know, support network like Victorian Brotherhood. Have a chat to the guys. Share your experience, and I will guarantee you, out of this group of 18 odd thousand blokes, there'll be quite a few that have more than likely shared that experience as well and can offer you some very practical advice. Of course, nothing bypasses the professional help.
No.
You know, especially from a mental health point of view. It took me For me, myself, and my personal mental health journey, it took me quite a while to get the right balance of medication to stabilise. I was stubborn in my early 20s when I was first diagnosed with depression. The medication at the time didn't work for me. In fact, it did quite the opposite. So that actually dissuaded me from trying again. And then 25 years later, I had a nervous breakdown, and here we are back to square one, pulling the pieces together. And you know what? This time it's about doing it right and making sure you've got the right support networks around you.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, excellent. Well, let's before we talk to Josh, let's just talk about the fact that you've got your head shaved. What happened yesterday?
It's a great topic for radio.
Well, it is a great topic for radio. But if you have seen the Yarra Rangers live TV on Facebook, you'll see the video of Patrick getting his head clipped yesterday. What was that? What was that part of?
Well, yesterday we went to one of the stories we covered yesterday was down at Branded in Seville, of course, Branded Burgers and Bar. They were contributing 20% of all their sales toward a leukemia fundraiser for a local family. The 16-year-old's name was Merrick, who was diagnosed with leukemia about 6 months ago, and he's currently in the Monash Children's Hospital there. He's been there since January, so he's getting his treatment there and awaiting a bone marrow transplant. But a GoFundMe page was set up by a family friend and a family member. And Tristan, who he's had dreadlocks for like over 7 years, brave Tristan decided to donate his dreadlocks as a fundraiser. And as we were driving down toward this toward Branded to do the to get to location and do the shoot, Lauren said to me, she goes, "Oh, one of my presenters, Lauren, she's like, oh, Pat, how much would you shave your head for? Like, if there was a figure out there, you know, what would you let it go for?" And I said, "I don't know, I just." Threw the ambiguous $500 out there. $500, mate, that'll do. And of course, as soon as we got to location, well, Danny, cameraman, he's on to Gina from Branded straight away. $500, you can shave Pat's head. Well, $500 were smacked down quicker than you could see, yeah, quicker than Flash Gordon. And before you knew it, I was having my head shaved.
But I do notice too that your mum even helped donate towards getting your head shaved, Matt.
I don't know what they were doing there. Like, that was just pure coincidence that, you know, my parents actually were there at the same time. And funnily enough, in a previous life in Europe, Mum was a professional hairdresser. So the thought of, you know, someone else touching her dear beloved son's only child's head with scissors and shavers, I dare say that would have, yeah, brought the fear of God into But no, it was all for a good cause. So we had a bit of a laugh. And if you see me round about in the Valley and the Ranges, yeah, I'll probably be wearing a beanie for the next 3 weeks or so.
Well, you were supposed to have picked one up from Ecotopia, weren't you?
Yeah. Yes, I was meant to. We couldn't find a nice
Couldn't
one.
Find any. Oh, I've got some beanies at the Ark. You can come take your pick.
Brilliant.
So how much did they raise yesterday?
They raised an additional, so the GoFundMe was up over 11,000, and I think they raised an additional 2,600 yesterday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, which is a really good effort.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, so. Shout out to Tristan and also the team at Branded Burgers there, Gina and Amanda, they do a great job. And they are also massive supporters of the Victorian Brotherhood, the male support. And
yeah, they support us too. Witness. Yeah, they're good.
Great.
Fantastic. Well, it's good chatting with you.
As always, thank you, Neil.
And we're going to go to another song, and then after the song we'll have a chat with Josh.
Fantastic. Thanks for having
Thanks
me.
Thanks for having coming in.
Cheers.
For all the world, I'll ever treat you. I'm right by your side and then you disappear. Well, I want you to know that wherever it is you go, I'm mostly happy to stay right here. But at least I can rely on you to not do what it is you say you can do. And never really see a journey through. And so we both know where we stand. Yeah, you're the finest, unreliable friend I've ever had. And I wouldn't swap you for the world or ever treat you bad. You're the finest, unreliable friend I've ever known. So I won't try to tie you down, but you're better off on your own. Try to catch you as you fall. Cause you're the finest, unreliable friend I've ever had. And I wouldn't swap you for the world or ever treat you bad. You're the finest, unreliable friend I've ever known. So I won't try to tie you down, cause you're better off on your own. On your own, oh. On your own, oh. Yeah. On your own, oh.
Welcome to Be The Change, a social justice program where we hear from local people who make a difference.
And it is almost 80 minutes, or it's just 80 minutes to the hour, and you're listening to Be The Change on Yarra Valley FM with Neil Taylor. Just again, I'll just reiterate the trigger warning that we're talking about some pretty heavy stuff here, male suicide and mental health issues and things like that. So if you do feel that this triggers you or you want to talk to someone about it, reach out to Beyond Blue, which is 1300 22 46 36 or Lifeline 13 11 14. All right, we're here and we're chatting now with Josh. And Josh is one of the founders and one of the faces of the Victorian Brotherhood. Hey, welcome.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks for having me.
That's all right. Great to be here. Great for you to be here. Tell us a bit more about it. Tell us how it started.
Okay, so the foundations of the Victorian Brotherhood started on an experience that happened to myself. In March of 2017, I had a pretty serious motorbike accident where I sustained some pretty heavy injuries. Now, before that, you know, I spent a lot of time in the community. I spent 17 years with the CFA, and I was the current captain of the Badger Creek Fire Brigade, which I was the captain there for 6 years. So giving back to the community was something I always thrived myself on. But after my accident, you know, things just weren't right. You know, I had injuries. I was immobile. I couldn't do things for myself. My partner had to feed me and et cetera, et cetera. And I started to get these thoughts, and I was anxious. I didn't want to leave the house. I found myself drinking a lot of alcohol and abusing prescription medications. And it was a friend of mine that said, hang on, mate, you know, you need some help. And he pushed me in to see my current psychologist, who I've seen for the last 4 years. And I guess I went in a downward spiral, and I ended up doing a lot of time in a private psychiatric hospital myself. Coming out of the other end of my mental health journey, this is just a very brief, but coming out the other end, I sat there and I thought, you know what, I wish there was something out there like what we have created today when I was going through my issues. So that, in short, is how the Victorian Brotherhood was founded, you know, because it's quite easy to have the suicidal ideologies, and it can be very easy to fall into that trap. So I'm just a massive advocate for other blokes out there that have been, you know, in their own situations, struggling with mental health. Me and all the boys at the Victorian Brotherhood are the advocates to get the professional help that you need,
yeah.
You know. And sometimes, Neil, the push could be just having a simple conversation, just saying hello to a stranger,
mm-hmm.
just asking if you're okay,
yeah.
And just getting it done, because everybody deserves to get the help that they need for mental health. It doesn't dictate. You know, it doesn't stereotype people. It can happen to anybody.
No, that's right. That's right. And I think the stigma of mental health has seen a lot of improvement, but there's still a long way to go, isn't there?
There is still a very long way to go. You're right, yes. And again, it's very hard. And I'm talking on my own preferences here. It's very hard for males to, you know, you're still stuck in that stigma that you're the caregiver, you're the man of the house, all of this stuff. You know, you're not meant to cry. It's weak to speak. It's breaking that boundaries, because it's not weak to speak and everybody cries. It's about breaking that boundary or that front that's attached to it, because, you know, it can end badly very quickly.
That's right. That's right. So you guys started in, what was the month?
It was May of 2020.
May in 2020. Wow. In the middle of all the...
Just after. And, you know, it really took off. And, you know, what we found was, like a lot of families, you know, especially in the Valley through that time of the lockdown, a lot of people were struggling.
Yeah.
A lot of people were really struggling. And we were fortunate enough, you know, self-funded through our merchandise sales. So to the members on the page, we gave out over $2,000 worth of essential Woolworths and Coles gift cards. And that just continued. It just continued because of the impacts that the coronavirus did have on you know, people financially and mentally as well.
Yeah. Well, we were seeing a lot of mental health issues with people we were helping. And we, in fact, we were doing deliveries of food and things like that. And we were often the only people that these people were seeing during the whole week. We were, you know, any other person they would see.
Yeah, I can. Yes, I experienced that firsthand. We dealt with a lot of homeless people out through the valley during that time. Just making sure that they had, you know, food and water and clothes and stuff to sleep in, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, it's blown my expectations. It's blown all the boys' expectations on where it's gone.
Yeah.
But you know, making a difference and getting the key messages out there that it's okay not to be okay. And as Pat said before, you know, Pat was a recipient from us. I got made aware of Pat, and I'll use Pat for an example because he spoke openly and honestly before. I got made known that Pat was struggling. And again, without our sponsors like John at the Meat Inn and Gina from Branded Burgers, and we couldn't do what we do.
No.
You know, we just couldn't do what we do.
So the community's really rallied around.
They have, yes, yeah. Yes, especially through the valley. And it's opened my eyes a little bit to, you know, what goes on in the valley. I grew up in the valley. I live in the valley myself. But to actually see that we do have a problem in the valley, it needs to be addressed. And that's what we're advocating. We're advocating to, you know, yes, we're a male-only page, but if anybody needs help, kids, children, females, families, anybody, we're here to help.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. So there's a Facebook group. There's two pages on Facebook, isn't it? There's like the public one and then a private one, which is men-only.
That's right.
And that's where most of the discussions of...
Yeah, that's
people
right.
are sharing.
Of course. So, yes, we do have a public page. There's 2,100 or 2,200 people on that page. And it's just to show the community what we do. And then, yes, we do have our male-only page where it's 18,200. And we, you know, there's discussions there, and it stems from everything. You know, it might stem from a bloke lost his job yesterday to a custody issue or being homeless or, you know, and it's just men... That are reaching out, no judgment. There's no judgment. We don't tolerate judgment. As soon as there's any judgment or any silly behaviour, you know, it's one warning and you're gone, because this space is serious. And as Pat said earlier, we do run a Zoom room 4 days a week. Again, we're not professionals. We're just blokes. We get in there and, you know, Vaughan Williams, he runs the Zoom rooms. And, you know, it's just about blokes getting together and having a chat and you're pushing men, and I'm going to use that term, pushing men into getting the help that they deserve, professional help, because you see a lot of people You know, they're at the doctors and they get given the prescription medications and they think it's going to work. Well, prescription medications is actually a band-aid. You need to do the hard yards around it too,
mm-hmm.
with proper therapy. And, you know, it could range from meditation to a bit of, cognitive behavioural therapy,
yep.
addressing traumas. It's all about, you know, getting it all in one.
So it's actually about dealing with the issues and not just the band-aid solutions.
That's correct. Yeah. Yes, yes. And we do, you know, as Pat said, we do refer a lot of people to Glenn Munso's addiction program, or Drugs Don't Discriminate. And, you know, he does wonders. He does wonders in the community as well.
Fantastic. I've not so ever heard of him, so I'll have to find out some more about Glenn Munso's. A lot of the guys we deal with have got mental health issues and we've dealt with suicides and all sorts of things as well. So it's good to hear. You mentioned you're self-funded. How is that done?
Yeah, so we are self-funded through our online Shopify store, which is our merchandise store. We sell hoodies and it ranges to stickers and shirts, work shirts and the like. So all the money generated from our online store it goes straight back into the community. It gets reinvested into merchandise. We've also been lucky enough to this year, Scott Middleton from Ute Nationals invited us there as the sole beneficiaries of Ute Nationals. It was held at the Dandenong Showgrounds.
So, fantastic.
And that, you know, it generated $5,200. So $5,200, I look at that like that's a lot of food stamps. That's a lot of sleeping bags. It's a whatever, you know. We've supplied uniforms to children that, you know, that unfortunately their families don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the list goes on. It's just about people putting their hand up and saying, look, I'm struggling, and not getting, you know, the third degree of what's going on. Just realise, you know, here you go. The difference it can make saying hello to a stranger or giving somebody $100 essentials Woolworths card could change their life.
Yeah. And I have to say too, it's refreshing that I think that group is people can do that without judgment, because a lot of the other groups that are sort of focused on the Yarra Rangers community and notice boards and things like that, as soon as you pipe up that you've got a problem, there seems to be two sort of people. There's people who want to help you, then there's other people who sort of you know, try and drag you down, really.
Yeah, you're dead right, Neil. And in the society that we live in, there's always people that are going to, you know, judge people. And it's just a society we live in. We're never going to change it. Unfortunately, it is. But I can promise you, on the Victorian Brotherhood platform, there is no judgment.
No, that's right.
And like I said, you know, there's one warning and you're out, because this is serious. This is life and death stuff that we're playing with, you know. And there's no room for it. There is no room for it whatsoever.
So you've got some stats that you wanted to share too.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a couple of things with yourself and the listeners, just to bring into perspective. Now, these are preliminary stats. So in 2019, 3,318 Australians took their own lives. 2,502 were males and 816 were females. This is up 272 from the year before. 9 Australians a day die or succumb to suicide, 7 males and 2 females on average. That's double the road toll.
Yeah.
You know, it's over 65,000 Australians attempt suicide each year. You know, and these are the things that simple conversations and checking in on a mate and saying, hey, you doing all right, Neil? Are you okay today?
Yeah.
Just simple little conversations like that can break down this stigma, because it's real, it's serious, and it ain't going away.
That's right.
And that's what we advocate so much on, that it's not weak to speak.
That's right. And people shouldn't be afraid if they do recognise in someone too that they're feeling, you know, look, that guy's talking about suicide, to say, well, hey, what's going on?
And that's right, Neil, you know, and I was one of those people. 4 years ago, I was one of those people that used to just say, oh, okay, no worries, have another beer or however you do it. Until you've lived it to yourself and you realise how serious it is,
yep.
you don't understand it. And, you know, we do run a razor pen. A lot of people, when a loved one or a friend or family member's committed suicide, a lot of people raise a glass. Now, raising a pen, you can write down the emotions attached to it, what you're feeling, and then we can share it together. We can work through it together. And that's what we thrive ourselves on, eh?
Fantastic. Now, how can people get a hold of you? Is there any other way besides the Facebook page?
At the moment, it's just the Facebook pages. So we've got the if you type in the Facebook description of the Victorian Brotherhood, there'll be two groups that pop up. One is our public page and one is our private page.
All right, excellent. Well, I'll put those links up too on our Be the Change page as well, and I think they'll probably go up on the Yarra Valley TV, not TV, the Yarra Valley FM page as well. So we'll do that after the show today.
Thanks very much.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Neil. Thanks very much.
It's been very interesting, and I was really pleased that I found you guys too and was able to connect with you. And I'm looking forward to the barbecue you guys are going to come down and do for us too on Street Angels.
Yes, yes. Really look forward to that, because that's another thing, Neil, you know. Homelessness is real as well. And just because you're homeless doesn't mean you're lower than anyone else.
No, that's
you know?
Right.
So being able to get out there again with the support, and I'm going to use this as a plug, but Johnny Boy from The Meeting Place, he looks after us with this sort of stuff, and so does Gina from Branded Burgers. So if it's a matter of just cooking a couple of sausages and handing them out that can make someone's day just a little bit better,
yep.
That's what we're here for.
Fantastic. All right. Well, that's Be The Change for today, and thanks again for Greg for paneling. Thanks to Patrick and Josh for coming into the studio today and having a chat with us. It's been a very very deep show today, and I just reiterate that if it has given you any sort of trigger, if you're starting to feel that that you need to talk to someone, both Beyond Blue is 1300 22 46 36, and Lifeline is 13 11 14. And if you're in the Yarra Ranges in the Yarra Valley, I would suggest that if you're on Facebook to look these guys up, and I guess I'll put the links up and you can check them out too as well. And it is well worth joining to have a chat with them and hear some more. All right. Well, thanks again for today, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and enjoy. Have a good Easter.